Track 2. In our first interview of this edition, Mark Smith talks to Denzel Dean of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust about acquiring the Sweetbriar Marshes in Norwich, a site of special scientific interest.
Hello there, it's Mark here with another interview for the Chat Around magazine. I've come to the home of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust at Bewick House here in Norwich, and with me I have Denzel Dean. And Denzel, you've recently joined the Norfolk Wildlife Trust back in November, and we come this evening to find out a little bit about your work, and in particular with the Sweetbriar Meadow. So first of all, welcome to Chat Around and to the Chatterbox team, and thank you very much for speaking to us this evening.
You're welcome.
And it's lovely to come to a lovely old splendid house here in the heart of Norwich, just off Thorpe Road. And Denzel, if you can tell us a little bit about your work. I believe you're kind of working as an engagement officer for Norfolk Wildlife Trust now.
Yes, so my title is Urban Wildlife and Community Officer. So my job at the moment revolves around going out and talking with the communities around Sweetbriar Marshes, speaking with people about what they want the reserve to be, what they want this place to look like, what they want to be there, what they want to do there, and taking all of that information in the many ways in which it comes and feeding it all back into the design process, which is ongoing and will be ongoing for a while, yeah.
And just if we can sort of locate Sweetbriar Meadow, you were explaining to me that the piece of land along Sweetbriar Meadow is on the south side of the city near Slowbottom Park.
Yes. So it's just below Slowbottom Park. So it's in between Marriott's Way and the River Wensum. And it is just west of the city centre, just down from Anderson's Meadow. So it's about a 90-acre piece of land, and Sweetbriar Road runs through the middle of it. Luckily, it's on a raised bit of land, and there's a tunnel underneath it, so that when you're on the reserve, you don't have to walk over the road.
It's very handy, isn't it? Yes. And I understand that recently Norfolk Wildlife Trust has launched a very substantial funding campaign to purchase this piece of land, and you've had various people helping you in various trusts and matched sponsorship. So that must have been quite a lot of work to get all the funding together to buy it.
Yes, well, it launched, the funding bid, I believe, launched in about 2020, or at least the land came up for sale then. And we were approached by some community members local to the reserve. They wanted us to purchase it. They believed that we were best placed to do justice to the land. And at the time, we didn't have the amount of money. But luckily, you know, we had this incredible response. It's quite funny, actually. The fundraising team came up with this two-year fundraising plan that they were going to launch into. They came up with all these amazing ideas, like kind of running marathons to raise money. And we raised the money incredibly quickly because the public turned out, you know, that they wanted this reserve. Esme Fairburn Foundation bought the land for us in order to keep it so that we could have time to raise the money. The Jeff Lee Watling Charity and the Paul Basham Charitable Trust made some pretty sizable donations. And then the wonderful Aviva match funded us to the sum of £300,000. So once we got to the £300,000 mark, they gave us another one, and that enabled us to buy the land.
That's incredible, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
And the work of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, I know you're a very well known and very well established charity, having paid staff and voluntary work. Could you just maybe outline a little bit about the sort of aim and objectives of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust?
So yeah, the aims and objectives of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, although I'll probably be paraphrasing a bit here, I don't think I'm wrong in saying that it's like obviously to aid nature's recovery, to preserve those spaces which have worked for nature historically, and also to create new ones, whilst also opening up those spaces so that people have access to these amazing wild spaces, have the chance to be around the natural world, And even more so with Sweetbriar, because it's in a city, so that's even more people who have direct access to a wonderful wild space and all of the amazing possibilities that brings to a people in a city and a community.
That's amazing. And I know you do work all across the county. It's not just in Norwich, isn't it?
No, I think we own about 1% of Norfolk in terms of land.
Wow.
So we have, I think it's about 60 reserves, but again, as Mark said, I only started in November, so do forgive me if I get anything wrong. But yeah, we own a substantial amount of land all up and down Norfolk, and a really massive variety from Foxley Woods, which is this incredible area of woodland, which is great for butterflies and especially fungi. In that, when it comes to autumn, I saw some really beautiful things there. And then, you know, up on the North Norfolk coast with Clye and Holm Dunes and things like that. It really does show the land that we own shows the amazing variety that we have in Norfolk as one of the best places in the country for wildlife, that people come from all over to see the wildlife here. We're very, very lucky.
That's amazing. I know there's some sort of people, particularly traditional sort of country people, that are quite upset at so much building going on around the Norfolk countryside. So it's wonderful that you've got the opportunity to kind of buy up the land and preserve it for wildlife and nature.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it needs to happen. I mean, nature is not in a good way, as I'm sure your listeners will know. And the habitat loss that we've experienced in this country is pretty catastrophic. And the way to turn that around is to all get together and pull in the same direction, buy the land and work it for nature. And that can be whether it's, you know, getting a 90-acre piece of land like Sweetbriar, or in your garden, or on your balcony, or if you're in your local community, like saving a tree or creating a small wildflower meadow. Like all of this stuff, like the trust is good at doing the big things, but we're also really, really keen on enabling people and encouraging people to do the smaller things, which people might not consider to make a difference. But if you think every garden doing something like that in a street, or putting a swift box up on every single house in the street, these make incredible differences to wildlife.
I think also we hear so much about wildlife and about the environment today that I think it's sort of very hard for us not to have to be thinking about it, and for every one of us to have our little sort of small way of doing something to the environment, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. And talking about the environment and looking after nature, I know you've been working with Norwich City Council on their new, I think they call it a biodiversity strategy.
Yeah.
I just wondering how that's sort of linking in with your work, because obviously that's sort of within the boundaries and the border area for Norwich City Council.
Yeah, so I mean it's really great. Like, we're really happy about the biodiversity strategy, and it kind of it fits in very well with our aims in general as an organisation to kind of promote nature recovery, but also the concentration of the biodiversity strategy on lots of different groups coming together to act for nature, whether that be just kind of individuals or businesses, charities, voluntary groups, anyone coming together. And that's what we've always been about. Like, you know, we want everyone to act for nature. And also to developing a kind of, that they call that the Nature Recovery Network. And so with something like Sweetbriar, for example, this is a huge site in Norwich and it's going to be specifically for nature. But then the other thing which fits in really well with the strategy is a kind of a project that we have running in tandem with that called Next Door Nature, which is operating in all the communities around Sweetbriar. So that's like Wensum, Marlpit, Marlcross, my colleague Lee Cousins. And she is going and speaking to the people in those communities and asking them what they want to do in their gardens, in their neighbourhoods, and then just kind of helping them set up their own groups, things like that. So it's not us going in and telling people what they need to do, it's us going in and saying, what do you want to do? What do you think is best? And working with them to help them achieve it.
Yeah, that's right.